So our story for today is a sermon. So what you're about to hear is a sermon about a sermon. So Jesus has returned home. He's at his home synagogue, surrounded by people who have known him since he was a child. They probably remember Jesus in diapers, Jesus on his mother's hip, Jesus as that mouthy preteen, Jesus as the brooding teenager. But now he's an adult, and here he has something important to say. He has something important to share. He's about to share the good news of God with his home congregation. Now, as someone who has gone home to her home congregation to preach, I can tell you it's an interesting experience. Throughout seminary, I went home to share the word of God with those who remember me as a baby. They remember me like this. Who remember me as a questioning and sassy preteen, and who probably remember the many times I fell asleep during sermons. So I remember thinking, will these people take me seriously? Will they see me as the accomplished adult that I am? Or will they shake their heads and think it's cute that a daughter of the congregation is here to show off her new tricks? Will they just see the little girl they used to know? So I can't help but wonder if Jesus felt the same way as he stepped up to read from the scroll of Isaiah. Did Jesus wonder how this group would receive him and the words he was about to share? Spoiler alert. What Jesus says is not well received. What Jesus says is controversial. What Jesus says may strike some of you as political. What Jesus says is radical. Because what Jesus says is, God has picked me. God has chosen me, Jesus, that kid you used to know, as the anointed one. God picked me to share the good news with the poor, to give pardon to prisoners, to give sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord. And in the words of the message, Jesus says, today you've heard the scripture make history. It has come true just now in this place. What we just heard in our story for today was a mic drop. Jesus just dropped the mic. He said, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Mic drop. Since the 1980s, rappers and comedians have been dropping their mics at the end of their sketches and at the end of their performances to signal triumph. So to give you an example, while I was still in the candidacy process, in our synod, I announced on Facebook that I had been endorsed. Now that's the second step in the process to ordination. And I posted on Facebook the words endorsed, mic drop. Because I was proud of myself. I felt accomplished. I was slowly fulfilling my goal to become a pastor. But here's the thing. Jesus's mic drop doesn't signal his triumph. It signals God's triumph. What we just heard about is the embodied fulfillment of God's word. Jesus is the embodied fulfillment of God's word. Jesus himself is the word of good news. God has triumphed with the coming of Jesus into this world. He is God's triumph for all those who society has cast out, ostracized, and oppressed. We see that God's promises are being made real because Jesus is God's mic drop. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. I want to draw your attention to one little word in that phrase from Luke I just repeated. Today. Today, God is doing something. God is at work and you're witnessing it, Jesus says. What the prophets long ago said is coming true. Jesus preaches on Isaiah to proclaim that what Scripture says is true, says about God is true. What Scripture says God will do is true because Jesus, who is God incarnate, has arrived. Now, there's urgency with this word today. God's work is immediate. But there's something that we miss as English speakers, and I'm going to make an assumption about all of you gathered in this space right now. I'm going to assume that all of you read the Bible in just one language. As English speakers, we probably just read the Bible in just one language. So bear with me for a moment as I dive into the Greek and get a little nerdy. What we miss in the English translation is the tense in which the phrase that Jesus spoke. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. But in the Greek, it's written in the perfect tense. It's as if Jesus is saying, today is just the beginning. In the words of David Loos, it's as if Jesus is saying, today, this scripture has been fulfilled and continues to be fulfilled, and therefore will keep needing to be fulfilled in your presence. So looking at it this way, we can see how Jesus' words still matter to us today. And here's why. Maybe you heard my Christmas Day sermon. Maybe you read it after the fact. Or maybe this is the first time that you're hearing this. But I want to revisit something I said that morning. I spoke of God's promise and God's invitation. Christmas is a celebration of God's promise, the coming of Jesus Christ into our world. But Christmas also holds an invitation for us, an invitation to share the good news of Jesus with every person we encounter. And the same could be said for those words we just heard from Jesus. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. These words are God's promise to those who heard it thousands of years ago. These words are God's promise for us today. God promises to care for those in need, and God continues to promise to accompany the vulnerable. And these words also hold an invitation for us with that promise. God invites us to be a part of the promise. God calls us to participate in the work of justice for every beloved child of God. Yes, Jesus is the embodiment of God's promise, but so are we. Through our actions and our words, God calls us to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. Now, if I was a rapper or a comedian, I'm neither of those things, I would end this sermon with a mic drop. But what I said isn't about me. It's not my triumph. It's about God. It's about what God is doing in our world. So let's remember who triumphs when we share the word of God. Let's go share God's promise. Let's go share Jesus Christ. Amen.